Matthew Blitch, son of Matt Blitch, grandson of Jimmy Blitch and great-grandson of Henry Blitch, can't imagine doing anything else in Bullock County than following the farming tradition passed on for over four generations. It was Matthew's granddad Jimmy who got him interested in farming. Matt's granddad Henry's love of farming got Matt hooked. There are challenges every day. They are different. That is what I like about farming. You know, we never have to wake up and do the same thing every day, said Matt Blitch. I did the same thing with my granddaddy that Matthew did with my dad. My granddaddy Henry got me started in it and my dad Jimmy got Matthew started. My granddaddy got me interested in it. My dad got Matthew interested in it. My dad got me started in it, and I got Matthew started in it. Even though the evolution of the farming operations has changed over the years, their love of farming remains strong. For the Blitches, farming is life. It is really the only life they have ever known or wanted to know. The father and son duo, along with three full-time employees and a part-time employee, run the farming operations, which are vast. Without good employees that are like family, we would not be able to do any of this. We are grateful for them all, said Matthew Blitch. The Blitches farm over 1,600 acres of row crops and have nearly 100 head of cattle. The farming operation, started in earnest by Henry Blitch then continued by his two sons Jimmy and Smets, has experienced many evolutions through the years. At one time, soybeans were their largest row crop along with peanuts. But thanks to Georgia's eradication of the boll weevil, they shifted to cotton and peanuts. Their cattle operation at one point included thousands of cattle. Now it is much smaller, but growing again thanks to Matthew's love for livestock and the tutelage he received from Granddad Jimmy. Jimmy and Smets died months apart last year. Even though Smets had been out of the farming operation for years, both his and Jimmy's impact and legacy live on through Matt and Matthew. Matt's son Henry followed in his grandfather and great-grandfather's footsteps attending UGA. He deviated after graduation and is working in the insurance industry in Statesboro with Assured Partners. Matthew stayed close to home, graduating from Georgia Southern with a business degree. Matthew would spend as much time on the farm as he could, most with his grandfather Jimmy, while attending Georgia Southern. Farming is the only career I ever thought about. I attended GS to round out my knowledge and help me understand the business side of farming. I knew I could learn more about farming on the farm than in any classroom, so I spent as much time on the farm as I could, said Matthew Blitch. Seeing the development of the crops from a seed to maturity. Every day is different and you see the production of your labor. I love it and I hope one day I will have a kid that wants the same thing. Matthew continued, spending time with your family is just as big a part of it as actually farming. I don't think there is any better way to be raised. I was out there beside my dad and my granddad every day. When I graduated from college, I spent every day with my granddad till the day he died. He was an excellent teacher for sure. Technology and farming. Matthew Blitch and his dad Matt Blitch discussing the day's work on the farm. One of the keys to the Blitches' continued success is how they have embraced and, in many cases, been early adopters of technology. The technology on a tractor today is much greater than it was on first Apollo mission to the moon. Technology like GPS helps guide the tractor from preparing the land, to planting, cultivating and harvesting. Understanding and embracing technology has allowed the Blitches to produce higher yields with fewer acres. They predict much more impact with technology in agriculture. One piece of technology they are watching closely is using drones to spray the fields. Continuing the tradition, we work hard to make Dad, Jimmy, proud. He told us how proud he was of us in continuing this family tradition. Even in retirement, he would come out daily and check on us and offered his advice and we took it, said Matt Blitch. If only I knew half of what he knew. He was wise in his old age. He always had good advice for us. One piece of advice both Matt and Matthew have heeded is to never forget the value of the farm family in Bullock County. The farming community here is relatively small, but very well connected. They are always willing to help a fellow farmer and know the same is available when they need it. We thank the Lord every day for what we got. We count our blessings all the time. We depend on the good Lord every day for the weather and the right opportunities. That is the main thing, said Matt Blitch. The Blitch's love of farming is evident, and we are blessed to have the Blitches and so many other farm families rooted in Bullock County continuing this important tradition.